Today, the Constitutional Court ruled that the Archer legislation is constitutionally valid and thus legal, dismissing the organization Undoing Tax Abuse legal challenge to this law. The Concord disagreed with Outer's position that the legislation unlawfully intrudes upon the exclusive executive and legislative competence of the local and provisional governments as envisaged in the Constitution, preventing local and provisional governments from regulating their own affairs. We are obviously very disappointed, as we didn't start this journey to lose, but the highest court in the land has spoken, and we are extremely grateful for all the support. ATA is, however, concerned that government will struggle to implement R2 due to the red tape and potential corruption. ATA has already failed to improve road safety. Merely legislating policy doesn't make it rational or workable. Governments often suffer from the false belief that if laws and regulations are in place, the people will simply comply. Irrational or impractical laws and a lack of transparency results in pushback from society, making systems ungovernable. The sad reality is that government begins to suffer from a crisis of legitimacy when it cannot exercise its power over people by effectively enforcing its own legislation and policies. ATA believes that measures to improve road safety and reduce fatalities are urgently needed. However, we don't believe that the R2 Acts will achieve this. It is just not practically possible. South Africa needs effective processes enabled by fair adjudication that comply with the Constitution.